This conference is being recorded.
I'm in Northern California, Santa Rosa.
Wow.
Okay. Welcome.
Great.
Who is it that just joined us?
Hello?
Hey, welcome.
All right.
Do I know you or am I meeting you?
Is this Sheila's conference call?
It absolutely is.
All right, I'm on the right one. This is Betty Smith in Santa Rosa.
Oh, Betty, so nice to meet you. More.
Yes.
Still virtually, but more officially. These
yes.
days, you know, when you're courting a new friend, first there's email,
mm-hmm.
then maybe there's texting, and then you get to actually hear their voice on the phone.
Right.
Then maybe if you're lucky, you'll actually see a photograph of them, and then you might meet them in person even.
Right. And then where are you recording?
Right now, and this call is being recorded, so for those who are shy, just know that and
What part of the United States?
I am in Santa Monica, California right now.
Oh, okay. And I remember reading that now.
Yes, which means that we've been surrounded by, actually at any moment when I look out my window, it's quite beautiful because it looks like sunset at any time of the day from the smoke of the fires that we've been out here.
Oh, yes, they would be drifting that far north, wouldn't they?
Yeah, well, we're kind of sandwiched here between all the fires that are in San Diego and the fires that are in Malibu, and the winds are blowing it right our way. So it's good. It's kept me focused and remembering to really send my compassion, support, and care through the heart to the people going through that right now. And actually, that would be a great place for us to start in this heart start to the week call. For those who are chiming in as we're speaking and this is your first time, my name is Sheva Kaur, and I'm the CEO of a company called Fiera. People always say, what's Fiera? What does that mean? It's a word that I invented, a word that means that great feeling you get when your arms fly up over your head and a yes flies out of your mouth. A zest for life and a passion and a simultaneous peace of mind, an inner quiet knowing that knows without knowing how you know, that moves through life with elegance, ease, grace, health, vitality. And one of the qualities of Fiera is that it really empowers us to manifest our visions and dreams with all the fulfillment that that can bring. So that's what the topic of tonight's call is about, and it turns out that Fiera, the feeling, is both something that impacts the heart, a literal physical heart, as described by a very unique science developed by the Institute of Heart Math in Northern California. And Fiera, the feeling, is also something we can access from the heart, from an intelligence that resides in a newly discovered brain in the heart itself. And that in tapping into that intelligence, it can lead us to experience more of that Fiera feeling in our lives, to give others more of that feeling, and to manifest lives that support us to have to live in that place more of the time. In simple terms, it's all about feeling better more often and creating a lifestyle around that. So that being said, as we start this Heart Start call, and these Heart Start calls to your week are something we do every Monday from 5 to 6 p.m. Pacific time on different topics about how the heart can help us, how the heart's intelligence and the heart's power, which we'll talk specifically about tonight as it relates to manifestation, can help us in any number of realms and arenas. So if you're interested in listening to the previous Heart Start calls, which are always free and are always recorded and uploaded to the Fiera website, you can download Heart Start calls on many different topics by going to www.fyera.com/heartstart, all one word, www.html. I'll just repeat that for those who want to download some of the previous free calls. You can go to www.fantasticyera.com/heartstart.html. I get wonderful emails from you guys calls when you can't sleep at night. I know you're enjoying them. So welcome if you're listening to this live or if you're listening to this as a downloaded recording. This is really for you. These free calls are our gift back to the community, what we call family. We really want to share the power of the heart with as many people as possible. And so for those who are live on the call, I'll just invite you to *6 your phone, and that will mute any background noise, not a distraction. And then at a certain point, we will open up the line for questions or for you to share your own stories, in this case tonight, about the power of the heart to manifest what you want to see in your life. And when we do, then I invite you to *6 again so that we can hear you. All too often we have people start sharing voraciously and passionately their story, and they're still muted. But I'll talk a little bit first. And as I mentioned, I'd like to start us in the heart of compassion and manifesting care for those people here in Southern California that are still evacuated from their homes, and many of whom have lost their homes and their belongings and even pets and people that they love in the fires here. So maybe we can just drop our attention into the area around the heart. I love these calls because I love the fact that the heart and our technology now allows us to transcend space and time and unite across countries and time zones and states and all come together from different activities and places in the world. And so we like to begin just by coming together in the heart and focusing our attention there. Really, truly, just putting your attention on the area around your chest. If it helps you, you could put your hand there to feel your own heartbeat. That heart that is there is so remarkable. One of the things we do in our beginner workshops, you can access this on our website as well. We hand out a worksheet that has a list of remarkable heart facts. And if you go to the home page of the Sierra.com website, at the bottom there's a place where you can click on heart facts, and some of them are there. Things like the fact that the heart is the first organ to form in the fetus, and the brain grows out of the heart, but scientists still don't know what starts the heartbeat because it starts before the brain even forms. And that heartbeat is so strong, so mechanically efficient, that there's no mechanical engineer that's been able to replicate its efficiency, meaning that the heart itself puts out more energy than it ever takes in. Can't figure out how that does it. My heart, which will be the size of my fist, and for those of you who've never seen me, I'm a 5'2" petite little thing that could blow away in the wind. So my heart puts out enough electrical power to lift my Toyota Prius every 2 hours. My arms can't do that. The heart has a remarkable power, just electrically speaking, 60 to 80 times more electrically powerful than the brain, which is the second most powerful electrical oscillator in the human system. So this power in the heart is a power which, in this moment, could reach people who are losing their homes in these fires with compassion. It's a power that could indeed source the manifestation of our truest dreams, passions, visions, desires. And it's funny to me, I've never done a Heart Start call on this topic of manifestation because it's such a passion of mine that I think when I first formed my company training people about the heart many years ago, back in the days before I was too embarrassed to say something like this to a corporate setting. I think I called my company Miraculous Manifestation, because that was really authentically my experience of the heart. I was perpetually surprised beyond my wildest expectations at the power of the heart to manifest what I really wanted in life. And so tonight is really for me to share with all of you. Usually on these Heart Start calls, we talk about the heart as it pertains to our health, our well-being, our brain function, our physiology. Research from HeartMath has shown that when the heart is beating an even, ordered rhythm, which occurs, and this is one of the key pieces of HeartMath research that we teach here at Fiera and then teach tools to access, the heart goes into this uniquely ordered symmetrical rhythm, which is an indicator of balance in the nervous system, activation of higher brain function, increase in immunity, lowering of stress hormones, which slows the aging process, increasing rejuvenation anti-aging hormones, a cascade of over 1,400 things that happen when the heart goes into this ordered pattern that benefit our health, our well-being, our ability to perform in our careers. And so we attract here at Fiera people who have all kinds of stressors, because stress is the opposite of that. Stress produces a chaotic rhythm in the heart. 97% of all doctor's visits are directly now related to stress, according to the American Institute of Stress. 97%. And it turns out that HeartMath has discovered that stress begins with an emotional stress that triggers a chaos in the heart rhythm, cascading into all these physiological events that yield disease, poor performance, poor communication, decreased profitability for corporations. So you can see that we would attract here at Fiera into our trainings people who are wanting to reverse their stress and experience more Fiera. Higher performance, better relationships, better health, weight loss, all these different things. But tonight is about manifesting what you want, your heart's desire, and how could the science of the heart give us keys to that? Because many of us have been raised with movies like The Secret and What the Bleep, the idea that we're creating our own reality. And unfortunately for a lot of my clients, while those movies were very inspirational for them, they show up on my doorstep because it's only increased their stress. Oh my God, not only is my life a mess, but I'm responsible for it? Now I really am a failure. So it's not quite that simple. And the heart is a gateway to greater understanding of why things unfold the way they do, greater compassion for ourselves in the midst of that, greater love for how things are, and greater power to manifest how we'd like things to be. So what I'd like you to do as a listener on this call is to tap into a real deep heart's desire of yours. And maybe it's not a heart's desire. We'll park that in neutral for a moment. I don't care if it's a heart's desire or not. I just want you to get in touch with something you want. And it could be something you want that you want so badly, and you just can't. It seems like the whole universe is against you having this. It could be that. It could be something you want that you feel you could definitely have and you're working towards. It could be something that a part of you wants but you've long ago resigned to ever being able to have. I think it's impossible. I've had desires like that I wouldn't even let myself feel as desires. One of them being, as some of you know me, when I was 19, and this is what led me to discover the HeartMath system for managing stress, because I lived in a war zone for a year in Nicaragua working with street children and came home with severe post-traumatic stress. So one of my desires was to heal. That that was certainly a desire that I had, and at various times that desire felt impossible to manifest. So finally, when I arrived at HeartMath, and suddenly after 7 years of being in and out of hospital with unexplained symptoms, I was transcribing their research, and oh my gosh, that's what's wrong with me? Even just to understand what it was the fruition of a desire that I thought would never come true. Well, one of the other desires that I had that I would never let myself feel was the street children that I worked with in Nicaragua at that time. I just absolutely fell in love with them as if they were my own children. And to have to leave them behind because I was in unsafe circumstances there was just the most devastating thing that ever happened to me. And so I went into a state of deep despair at my goodbye, because goodbye is goodbye forever when you're talking to a kid who has no shoes, let alone a cell phone or a fax machine, or that time we didn't even have email. Now I'm really dating myself. So goodbye was goodbye forever. And 8 years of despair at leaving those children behind in the war zone contributed to my stress and my dis-ease until I landed at HeartMath and learned how to transform the guilt and the longing and the grief at losing those children to war and hurricanes and poverty into just gratitude and love that I had known them at all. Now, I didn't even, this is how resigned I was. The first week I worked at HeartMath, I learned the advanced tools that we teach in the advanced course here at FIERA on how to manifest through the power of the heart. I didn't even apply them to the well-being, safety, or the desire to see those children again, because I didn't even think that was possible. Did not even apply the manifestation tools there. I assumed most of them were already dead in the war or in the hurricane. Did not even think to apply manifestation tools, which we have. All I did was send their spirits. I thought they were dead. I sent their spirits gratitude every day because I loved them so much. And even if they had survived, I really didn't think they'd remember me. I was just one of many foreigners that passed through Nicaragua. And forgive me if that I was interrupted there. I have a very obnoxious call waiting. And when my call waiting clicks in on my phone, it's like a hurricane has hit Southern California. So I think it's passed and you can hear me now. So for 5 years, all I did was send them gratitude every day. I was so resigned to the fact that, you know, that's just the way it is. I'll never see them again. But at least for my own health, I'm going to send them appreciation rather than stew over the fact that I couldn't do anything to help them. And that gratitude and that appreciation was enough to change the creation. 5 years after learning HeartMath and transforming all that stress into gratitude and love for them, they called me in my acupuncture office in California through an interpreter speaking English, saying, "Do you remember Julio and Raquel and Jorge?" So a desire that I had, that I felt so strongly in my heart, but would never really let myself even speak. It would tickle my funny bone in little ways, like when I really missed them, sometimes I'd lay in the bathtub and I'd picture, just for fun, all of us being reunited and holding hands in a circle and playing in the big open fields outside of Managua. So I would tickle myself with it, but I never admitted ever that I wanted to be reunited with them because I thought it was impossible. So I'm really here to tell you this tonight. Over and over and over again, I have seen the heart create the impossible as real when it is backed by love and genuine care. And so if you have a dream, a vision, a hope, or a desire that you've shelved or that has seemed so impossible that you wouldn't even let yourself admit or feel it as a dream, hope, and a desire, I invite you to open that Pandora's box in the safety and container of this Heart Start call, this little oasis of positivity, as we call it. One of our clients affectionately labeled it. Just take a peek in there and see what's there. What do you really want? Because even if it's impossible, and I have seen over and over, as I have said, impossible things become real with the power of the heart. Even the way the physical heart works is an impossibility, according to mechanical engineering. So the heart taps us into things that our linear brain cannot conceive. There is an intelligence there that is an access code to more than what we can currently know. So I just want you to make yourself available to that desire that you have. And if you have a notebook, write it down. If not, you can just make a mental note of it right now. And so one of the ways that we trip ourselves up in our manifestations in the world and what we're creating is by fixating the outcome that we want as something specific in 3D, physicality. And this gets very tricky, right? Because you have to be specific. So it seems like a paradox. And just to say, we're getting a lot of background noise from someone on the call. So if you've joined us since I suggested star 6, go ahead and star 6 your phone now, because that will mute the static on the line and make it easier for others to hear. Unless, of course, it's possible. We have had some funny phone stuff go on here with the wildfires happening. So if that's what's causing the static, I apologize and thank you all for bearing with our technical issues as we refine our manifestations in the heart. So one of the things that we do is we fixate on these specifics, and yet it becomes quite a paradox, because you got to be specific if you're going to manifest something. I mean, if you're going to paint a room in your house, you can't just show up at Home Depot and say, okay, give me paint. We have to be specific about what kind of paint you want, right? What color do you want? Oil paint or water-based paint or latex paint, like, well, you have to be specific about what you want. And so this business of how to go after your desires and at the same time surrender and remain open to what comes your way, that ability to focus and follow and at the same time open and receive, is something that the heart knows how to do. So in my own way, I'm going to stumble into doing my best to articulate a direct experience I've had of that now, going over 13 years of practicing the tools of manifestation from HeartMath to experience the fruition of what it is that I really want. And the key to it in my own journey has been to get down to the heart's desire underneath every vision and dream that I want to manifest. Because what I've found is that the heart's desire is always accessible right here, right now. And when you can tap into the power of the heart right here, right now, that's when the fun begins, because then you're not dictating the detail of every unfoldment in front of you. You get to experience the fulfillment of your desire every step along the way. And in that, attract outcomes and experiences that are manifestations of your heart's desire, of your peace, of your love, of your fulfillment, that were beyond what you could have preconceived or visioned. So here's how we get there practically, because this is all pretty esoteric for these Heart Start calls. Usually we offer something like science and grounded stuff. But there is a practical step-by-step way to do this, and a practical science behind how the heart's field electrically, which extends 8 feet beyond the body. You can ask anyone that works in running EKGs, or even people who work with defibrillators know that you have to step back from somebody when their heart's being monitored so that your heart rhythm doesn't affect their read, because that's the literal electrical field of the heart is measurably influencing a radius of about 8 feet around itself. So that electrical field of the heart and the rhythm that your heart is putting out based on the emotions that you're generating interfaces with the quantum field in a creative way, which means that the heart becomes a very scientifically proven practical portal for us to have step-by-step processes to gain the power of manifestation and creation that's talked about in movies like The Secret and What the Bleep. And so what I want to do tonight is take you guys through the step-by-step process that I do to prepare my heart for that. And it's called the trap door game. Because, and this is the rub here, sometimes our visions, dreams, and goals are not really our visions, dreams, and goals. And this is where we can frustrate ourselves and create a lot of stress. It can become very confusing because it's like, okay, wait a second, I'm creating my own reality. I know I want my cellulite to go away. Let's just start with that, okay? If I'm creating my own reality, then how come I still have cellulite? And I'm being proactive, I'm taking steps, I'm going to the gym, and could be something as simple and silly as that. Or I want to try out for the Oakland Raiders. And I'm doing everything I can to prepare for it, and yet still I'm just like not getting accepted for the tryouts. Well, as a 5'2" woman, that's going to be pretty hard for me to be able to do. And so what is our desire versus a desire that has been put there by conditioning of one sort or another, by imprinting on aspects of the brain that look for pattern recognition and familiarity for survival, versus a true heart's desire, which is what I'm calling our desire. You see, we have all kinds of influences spouting at us all day long, whether it's online or in the media, on television, advertisements telling us who we should be and what we should want to be fulfilled. And boy, I don't know, those people who chew that gum sure do look happy, so maybe if I chew that gum, I'll be happy. And all of that is, you know, crude the way that I'm saying it, but this stuff works subtly with the subconscious mind to convince us that we need a boyfriend or a girlfriend or a husband or a wife or a car or a house or a career or a certain amount of money in our bank account to be fulfilled and to be happy. Or to have peace of mind, we need a personal assistant. That's been my trip lately, right? I still catch myself in these things. And what we end up creating are what I call with my clients in order to's. So we place our order with the universe. We go to the Dream Depot and we say, I want to be successful. And success to me is having X amount of money and influencing X amount of and experiencing X amount of joy and X amount of peace and X, you name it, whatever it is for you. And so in order to be successful, which is to have XYZ, I need to have ABC. In order to feel good about myself, I have to have my cellulite go away. In order to have peace of mind, I need to have enough money so that I can hire a personal assistant. So in order to have peace, I need to have money in order to hire a personal assistant. And we end up with this long list of in order to's. In order to have this, I need this. And in order to have that, I need this. And those in order to's start to build a big gap, a time-space gap in the quantum field between the fruition of our real heart's desire and this moment right now. And as that separation gets created, the natural human reaction is frustration, which creates stress, which creates chaos in the heart rhythm, which is likely the antithesis of whatever your real heart's desire is. Because chances are, it's related to what we're calling fiera, a great feeling. When your desire is fulfilled, you'll feel really good, and that will create order in the heart rhythm. So the more frustrated you become, or the more resigned, the more you shelve your desire in resignation or frustration, or ambitiously drive after it, pushing it away like a shopping cart full of groceries that you can't get to because you keep pushing it, you're running after it so fast. The chaos that creates in the heart rhythm is a distortion in your own energy that literally pushes away what it is that you desire. And one of the ways to backtrack the in order to's, to get to the real desire in your heart, is a trapdoor game. So I want you to start with the desire that you've written down. And just ask yourself the simple question. And I play this game with myself almost every day, because being a redhead, I'm pretty fiery and have a lot of desire. So I had to figure out how to work with desire so that desire did not cause stress in my life. Because I had a lot of frustrated desire, a lot of visions, a lot of dreams, a lot of goals. So the first question I ask myself when I have a desire is, if I get that, what will that give me? There's my first in order to. So I did this just an hour before I got on the call with you guys, because I have a best friend in the world, although I have several best friends, so I guess that's giving the word best a whole new meaning. A very, 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 very dear friend and mentor who's been probably the greatest influence in my life and my life's work, and is the one who introduced me to the power of the heart. Which, by the way, that frequency, the order or disorder in the heart, is measurable. You can actually see it on the technology that HeartMath developed called the M-Wave, which is an incredible asset when you're wanting to create from an ordered, peaceful place, when you want to draw and attract more peace, and more joy, and more fulfillment into your life. Because then, you know, you can lie to yourself, but your energy doesn't lie. And that's exactly what happened to me this afternoon. I'm going up to the town where this friend lives, and I'd become really accustomed and started to take for granted, oh, well, you know, I always get to see him when I'm up there, because we don't get to see each other very often. And I got an email about half an hour before this call that, oh, nope, he may not be able to see me when I'm up there this time. And it was amazing how much I reacted to that. I was sad, and I felt like I didn't matter. And suddenly, this desire turns into this stress. And I sent an email back. I quickly typed up, oh, okay, well, I totally understand, and thank you for trying anyway. And none of that was real. Really, inside, I was feeling like, oh, my God, don't I matter to you? Well, as soon as we are typing up an email to look spiritually evolved and look a certain way, but we're really feeling another, what does that do? It creates this chaos, this dissonance, cognitive dissonance, dissonance inside our bodies, that is shows up as incoherence in the heart. And that dissipates and dilutes our power to manifest. So the more self-honest we can be about what we really feel, the more power we can harness to really manifest our desires. Because our frustration, our resignation, all these things are actually fuel. When we have the trapdoor game to get to the bottom of it, or the other tools that we teach, tools like cut through all that, to get to the heart of the matter, that raw material of emotion becomes fuel when it's funneled through the eye of the needle of a coherent heart to manifest what we really want. So I sat down and did my own tools. I got on the M-Wave, and I was like, okay. And right away I could see I'm BSing myself big time here. I just sent this email saying, yeah, sure, it's fine, and really, I don't feel fine about this at all. life is just not working out the way I want. So in seeing that, then I was able to get on the M wave and shift my heart rhythm. That was the first thing I did. And then I played the trapdoor game with myself. So again, ask yourself, if I got this desire, I received what I wanted, what would that give me? I played that game with myself. And then you keep asking yourself. So you keep going through the in order twos. All right, well, if I got to see my friend, it would give me great joy. So I start there. Okay, and if I had that great joy of seeing my friend, what would that give me? It would give me, kept going and going and going. It would give me a sense of feeling like I mattered. Okay. So if you feel like you matter, Sheva, what will that give you? And on it goes, and you keep tracking. So keep asking yourself the question as you're listening now. If you get that, what will that give you? And if you get that, what will that give you? It's amazing some of the in order twos that I hear from my clients, right? I had one client that really, really wanted to get this red sports car. I think it's great. There's no problem with having a red sports car. It's really, really fun to drive. And yet we played the trapdoor game because it was one of those desires that just couldn't seem to manifest. I said, okay, well, if you get that, what will that give you? Well, then I'll look really great to all the girls, right? Okay, so you want a girlfriend. If you get that, what will that give you? Well, then all of the guys around me wouldn't make fun of me so much, so it would give me more respect, all right? And if you got more respect, now we're starting to get a little closer to his real heart's desire, what would that give you? And he sat with that one for a long time. He said, well, if I had more respect, then I would like myself more. You see, here's the beauty of it. He doesn't have to wait to get a red sports car to like himself. And in fact, getting the red sports car, maybe he wouldn't even like himself yet. So if what he really wants is that self-esteem, well, I can teach him how to access that directly from the heart. And then he's free to choose to get a red sports car if he wants or not. But he's not compelled to do it and driven from this inside discontent. And remember, discontent creates disorder in the heart rhythm, which then interfaces with the quantum field and pushes away the realities we want to create. Whereas from a place of contentment, self-respect, self-esteem that we can internally generate, we will naturally unfold just by the law of attraction that The Secret talks about, by the fact that it creates this ordered pattern in the heart. It's a natural frequency attractor of things that line up with our confidence, our joy, our health, our well-being. We don't even have to push for them because they naturally show up when we're in that state of being. And the M-Wave technology is great to help us shift there. The trapdoor game is another way to access those things. And then there's other tools as well that we teach that can help you pop into, literally in a heartbeat, the fruition of your true heart's desire on the spot, so that you are a resonance match. You are a match, a magnet for that which you really want in life. And sometimes what we think will bring us self-respect, self-esteem, peace of mind, because of our conditioning or our past experiences or what television and advertisements tell us will bring that, is not necessarily what our blueprint is. What's our blueprint? Just like an acorn contains all the information in it to become an oak tree, your heart, being the first organ to form in the fetus, contains within it all the information for the fruition of your full potential and your full fulfillment. So it's an inside job to discover that roadmap. There's nothing outside that can tell us what will fulfill us. And too often, we're like 5'2", curly redheaded girls trying to try out for the Oakland Raiders. That would not be in my fulfillment blueprint. I know that for sure. But there have been times that I've tried to force myself into desires and visions and dreams that ultimately I could see later down the road would not have been fulfilling for me, were not a part of my blueprint. So playing the trapdoor game to tap into your real heart's desire allows you to line up with the feeling that your blueprint will give you. What do you want from the girlfriend or the boyfriend? What do you want from the red sports car? What's the real heart's desire behind it? Almost always it will be a feeling, and if you can line up with that feeling, one of the things we do in Fiera is teach people to generate, self-generate those positive, what we call heart feelings, Fiera feelings. Then that makes you the attractor of what will support and be a match for more of those feelings, and it might be something that surprises you. Some of my best laid plans have been laid aside because Spirit had something way bigger planned for me than I ever imagined. When I was willing to line up with the feeling of fulfillment that I wanted and let go of the details that I thought would deliver it to me. And that's the beauty of the specificity and simultaneous surrender of the heart's intelligence. It could focus you exactly on the feeling or the frequency you want to experience, like self-respect, self-esteem. In the case of the little process I took myself through before this call with my friend, what I realized is that when I'm in his presence, I feel more connected to what I would call spirit than in any other circumstance, and that what I really wanted was to be connected to spirit. Well, there's the end of all codependent relationships right there, because then I realized, oh my goodness, what a burden to put on him, that he's my lifeline to spirit. That's not fair. That's my own heart. And I was able to apply a tool of manifestation, again, that we teach called hologramming in the advanced workshops, saying, all right, what I really want is to connect to spirit. And instantly I felt connected to him right here, right now, and saw, wow, he is so busy right now, and I poured my heart energy into supporting him rather than pulling on him. And that made me feel connected to spirit because I was becoming the source of the value I wanted to get. And this is the real shift that I've seen in myself in the heart of manifestation, which is that my mind thinks I need to manifest this in my physical reality, like a successful business or a boyfriend or a car, in order to feel powerful, respected, influential, loving, impactful. But what you notice about effective creators and leaders of our day, think about mentors that you have, people that are your personal heroes. What they do is they act from the value that they want to put into the world and let that create what manifests. They don't wait for manifestations to bring them peace of mind, to bring them value. They put that value into the world by who they're being. And that's something that we can practically, step by step, in a scientifically proven way, teach you how to do. We can teach you how to be peaceful, measurably, from a biofeedback technology. We can teach you how to be loving, how to be powerful and influential, how to be the value that you think you want to get from the fruition of your manifestations. And when you're being that value, the journey is the destination. The journey itself is the fruition of what you wanted at its end. it brings me really to think of, I wasn't expecting to share this, but there were a couple of poems that I wrote when I really got this and started playing with it. Because when you start to play with it, life becomes like a fabulous video game where your frustrated desires are the portal and the gateway for more of your real self and your real value that you can be in the world to come through. And as you put that value out there, the manifestations that come back are above and beyond what you could have thought you wanted. And so I started to appreciate my desire and my passion for visions and manifestations as the fire itself that I thought I wanted all along. So I wrote this little poem, When the Heart Showed Me That. Reroute all desire to the one true desire, which is fulfillment, right? Whatever desire you think you want, your passionate wanting itself is the fire. Appreciate the desire itself as aliveness, as passion. Find fulfillment in the here and now in your heart in that. And then the intelligence of the heart unfolds to you, like literally like a GPS in your car, that will guide you to the situations, the people, the choices that are in alignment with that fulfillment. I have talked a lot and have so much more to say. There's so many stories that I could share, but we have 10 minutes left, and I want to make sure to open up the lines in case anyone would like to ask questions or share any of your own personal stories about how the heart has helped you in your manifestations in life. So if you do have something that you want to share or ask, just know the call is being recorded, and make sure that you unmute your phone by pressing *6 before you do. And for those who are listening to this as a downloaded recording, obviously no amount of *6ing will put you through to me live right now, so you can send your questions and your stories to me via email, SHE, like elephant, V like victory, A, at Fiera, F like fantastic, YERA.com, or you can also call us at 310-581-1507. And for those who've already been through the Beginner Heart Math Workshop, the intermediate and advanced courses where we teach the tools of manifestation are actually starting up next week. So if you're interested in registering for those or for the beginner workshop, if you haven't taken that, you can also email me or call that same number, 310-581-1507, to sign up. And if anyone's shy to share their question or their story on the recording, of course, feel free to email or call as well. Anybody have anything they want to ask or add to the conversation?
This is Becky. I just had a quick comment. I mean, I love everything you said, and it certainly is not a criticism, just a comment. When you made the comment about dating yourself, it's something that that many people so often do, and it's in our society so accepted, and I believe almost unconscious way of thinking, but I believe it has a huge effect on us, and that in effect it ties into the idea of aging and getting older as being a negative thing, and that it connects with people who the idea, not saying that you do, but that the related concept of so many people who say, I hate my birthdays, I dread my birthdays, I don't want people to know how old I am, and lying about their age, or that kind of thing. And whenever somebody says, you know, I don't want to have another birthday, my thought is always, well, it beats the alternative, and that I always want my birthdays. I want to have as many as I can, and mm-hmm. that, you know, getting older is meaning, having a birthday is meaning, you know, you have another year of life, and that aging is wisdom, and there's so many positive, wonderful payoffs to the things that we do lose with getting older, and it's just something that I wanted to point out.
Well, I love it that you're bringing that up, Becky, because it's a perfect example of how the mind is conditioned to look at things in a certain way. And mm-hmm. some of that is arbitrary, just conditioning that's put out there, even about aging itself and what that has to mean,
right.
as one example, right? And
yeah.
yet, and so we might think that we have a desire to stop the aging process, and yet the heart might know that inside the blueprint of aging there are all kinds of gifts that we can't be receptive to if we're only looking at it from a flat two-dimensional point of view. And so one of the tools we actually teach in the beginner workshop that you're expressing so beautifully is a tool called Perception Shift, which allows us sometimes to just slightly tweak our perception of what's happening now. And I know when I've done that, often I discover the very things that I wanted to manifest, I see are already right here when I look at my reality through a slightly different lens, when I look at it through the eyes of the heart and through the eyes of love rather than the eyes of the mind's narrow, fixed agendas or beliefs. So that was a beautiful catch. Thank you for sharing that, Becky. Anybody else have anything they want to add or ask?
Jeff, can you hear me?
Yes.
Oh, hi, it's Kimberly.
Hey, Kimberly. Nice to have you on the call. Did you have a good trip to Southern California?
I did, but I ended up in the San Diego fires for 3.5 days evacuating 3 different family members.
Oh, my goodness.
But that's another story. I just want to thank you for your example of saying, pretending, so to speak, that it was okay, that you weren't going to see your friend, and then to come to realize that's not the honest truth. And I know I have a tendency so often to do that too, to try to, it's like finding that place between trying to make the best out of something and trying to be positive and also being honest.
Mm-hmm.
And that was really an incredible distinction for me to sort of contemplate in the realization that when we're not, we're out of coherence. And so that was really profound for me, that example that you used.
I appreciate you focusing our attention on that very much, because I know it's one of the most difficult things for the new age, if you will, that realizes it creates its own reality, because you feel like, oh my God, I've got to be in a positive state all the time because I want to attract positive things, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so then we're more likely to sweep stuff under the carpet, and then it runs at a subconscious level anyway, which is why it's so great to have feedback technologies like a mirror that can show us the emotional spinach between our teeth. Because it's really that self-honesty that generates the coherence in the heart and gives us the raw power in terms of emotional fuel to be attractors of what we want and motivate us to create that. And it's delicate, right? It's a really, truly, I understand why they call it through the eye of a needle. Because if you go to one side, you're denying and sweeping stuff under the carpet, or what we call in the intermediate workshop doing makeovers. If you go to the other side, then you're indulging it, right? And the indulgence also creates that chaos and stress in the heart rhythm that dilutes your manifestation ability. So it's sliding through the eye of the needle between those two narrow edges, where you're honest about what you're feeling and you're taking that feeling and transforming it into raw power for what you value and stand for in the world.
And has it been through the M wave that's helped guide you to sort of where that middle road is? Because it's hard to determine.
Well, I'll tell you, I think there's two real things that have given me that. The M wave, and the other thing is having heart, what I call heart buddies. Other people who are learning about the heart and going to the heart on a regular basis and can reflect back to me when I'm out of band, so to speak, when I'm sweeping stuff under the rug that I'm not aware of. And so that's one of the reasons we created the Heart Mastery Program at Sierra, so that people, as well as the Heart Start Calls, right, so that people can have these tuning forks, heart buddies, and mirrors of what the heart, the real higher heart frequency is, that they can tune to that when they fall out of themselves.
Thank you so much.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Anyone else want to ask anything or add anything? Beautiful to meet with you guys tonight, as always.
Hello.
Yes, hello.
I wanted to add that, if I could piggyback on what was just said. This is Rena. It's my first time on the call.
Welcome, Rena. Nice to have you.
Thank you. I wanted to ask in regards to that, because they always say, well, take responsibility for the way you feel. So, you know, very often I'll do a self-talk of when I'm feeling a certain way, it's all based on my interpretation. So it's not so much shoving it under the carpet, but also, you know, when you recognize that I recognize I'm feeling a certain thing, and so what am I telling myself about the situation that's making me feel it? So I always, I feel like I need a gauge between is shifting my meaning about something. Like, you know, shifting my meaning about what's my interpretation, and
absolutely,
that's what's causing me to feel a certain way, opposed to like addressing it and, you know, and bringing.
It's so beautifully said, because that's what the perception shift tool that we teach in the beginner workshop is all about, and also another tool in the advanced course, level 10 coherence, about really making a difference, which requires noticing the meaning and significance that we assign to things and going, is this drama really true?
Mm-hmm.
Because a lot of that gets generated from the mind, but the heart has the ability to have direct perception of what is right now. And so, for example, my mind, and the example I gave about my friend, was assigning this meaning that, well, I don't matter to him because he's not making time for me.
Mm-hmm.
But, in fact, I know that's not true. I know that I matter to him. And if he's not making time for me, he must be really, truly busy.
Yeah.
And so exactly what you're saying, being able to shift the perceptions. And in fact, when I did that, I could see that he was trying to make time for me. And that it's not an absolute. You start to see things differently when you look at them through the coherent rhythm of the heart. Why? Because the static of our negative emotions distorts our perceptions. And that's when we start to assign and project meaning that isn't necessarily there. And when you tune the heart to an ordered rhythm, it brings order and harmony to the perceptions that we take in and the way that our brain processes what we take in. And it's less apt to project onto it and more apt to have a simple, direct perception of how things actually are. And rarely is there any drama involved in that.
So is this tool, is it through heart math, or is this through your self-talk into the truth of what really is?
Well, if you know, there are many tools out there, many teachings out there that help us ascertain the truth of what really is. I've just found that the M wave and also the heart mass system, which is about 30 different tools that help you get that order in the heart in any circumstance, have been immeasurably valuable to me as I move through my day-to-day stuff to be able to keep shifting back to that order and seek with clarity the truth of what is and remove the projections of my mind static. Yeah, and if anybody wants more information about the HeartMath system and so on, you can certainly check that out on our website,
okay,
which is Sierra.com. But I would say It's Rena, right?
Yeah, that's correct.
I would say, Rena, that even just for you to share that example, you clearly already have been doing a lot of work on yourself and probably have your own tools already that also help you ascertain the truth of the moment.
Thank you. I do have a question, but I know I want to be mindful of the time, but it's also recognizing, and maybe I'll email you it. If I could just briefly say something in regards to me, sometimes it's deciding what is my heart's desire. Is this a heart's desire that's already expired, that the passion's already transitioned to something else?
Mm-hmm.
Or like what you're saying, I've resigned. You know, I've just, you know, put it on the shelf and said it's a...
All that discernment, right, comes... And it's such a great question, you know. Okay, well, how do I know if it's a real heart's desire? Or is it expired, or is it just that my emotions are resigned and I've given up?
Yeah.
And that level of discernment comes with that internal GPS in your heart that is always right there. His heart is sending signals to the brain all the time, telling it what to focus its energy on, what's important right now, what to care about, what to invest in, what to let go of. That intelligence is right there waiting to talk to you. And again, there's really step-by-step, scientifically proven ways to access that intelligence and that guidance anywhere, anytime. It's right there for you.
Thank you.
Absolutely a pleasure and a joy. Thank you so much for speaking up, Rena, and welcome. Really fun to have you on your first time on our call.
Yes,
I hope you call back again on a Monday night. And for those who don't know, also, not only do we do free Monday night Heart Start calls, but we open up the first night of the beginner webinar as our free gift as well. And if you're interested in taking that, the next one's on November 6th, and you can register for that on the homepage of our Fiera.com site in the upper left-hand corner. So thank you all for joining us tonight. I'd like to take a moment as we close the call, and if you have questions that haven't been answered, please do email me, SHEV like Victory, at FYERA.com, or call 310-581-1507. In closing, I'd like us just to end where we started, in the heart, focusing our attention on the area around the heart and letting the breath come in through the heart and out through the heart. And whatever you got to at the bottom of your trapdoor game, your genuine heart's desire, just recall a time right now when you felt that way. When you felt peace or connection or spirit or care or loved, respected, valued, whatever it was for you. And allow that feeling to fill your heart. And we like to pay it forward at the end of these calls, so allow that feeling to fill your heart and spill over into someone's life that you care about, someone that could use the benefit of this feeling right now. Let your heart extend its value out into the world. And let that guide your manifestations. A rabbi said to me on Rosh Hashanah this year, rather than tell God what your dreams are for the year, why don't you pray for God to tell you what God's dreams are for you? When you bring your value to the world, it manifests dreams bigger than what we can imagine. Thank you so much for joining us, and I look forward to talking with many of you again next Monday night for the Heart Start call. Wonderful night, everyone.
Thank you, Sheva.
Thank you.
Thank you.